Aklima Akhtar only just survived the Rana Plaza collapse. She spent hours trapped under the rubble of the 8-story building. She says she only received $1,000 in compensation, money that has long since gone.
My hands are practically disabled, my hips are damaged, and I also have serious mental trauma. I need constant medication. I can't work and need financial help.
International Labour Convention rules entitle injured factory workers to lifetime compensation, something that hasn't happened in this case.
We want lifetime compensation and medical care, along with full rehabilitation. And more importantly, we want those responsible to be brought to justice immediately.
Campaigners say safety has improved under a new international accord, but global brands need to do more for workers' rights and pay. A recent study by Scotland's Aberdeen University found many were still using unfair practices during the pandemic, including paying less than the cost of production. Campaigners also want to remove obstacles to forming unions.
It has been 10 years now, and the victims and their families hardly got any compensation yet. We want lifetime compensation of $48,000 for each injured, dead and missing worker's family. And we also want trade unions immediately.
Since the 2013 Rana Plaza tragedy, the only visible memorial to the dead worker is a cement sculpture of a two giant hands holding a sickle and hammer erected by the Bangladesh Workers' Party.
Rana Plaza has become an international symbol of inequality and workers' exploitation across the globe. Industry experts have called for governments where clothing brands are based to force them to stop unfair purchasing practices and guarantee the rights of the people who make their products. Tanvir Chaudhary, Al Jazeera, Sabah, Bangladesh.